from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Ursula, I just want to tell you that today's show has gone faster than any show that we've done all week long. What is
I will
up
agree.
With that?
I will agree. I think it's because you are fired up, started off with a $30 card tabs, and you just haven't let up since.
Well,
I think
you would think I would be sad about that.
Well, you have been. I mean, it's gotten your blood boiling, and I think it's just kind of carried throughout.
Well, in 25 minutes, Senator Steve O'Bannon will be on with us to talk about that decision on the $30 car tab. But right now, Ursula, I'm ready to fight with you with these pillows. It's time to agree to disagree.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves, just really go at it.
Oh, let's keep talking about those $30 tabs for a minute, G. You want to keep talking about this for an entire other year? The Supreme Court killed the $30 tabs, of course, but if the $30 tab initiative goes to the ballot again, this would be a fourth time, G. Does it pass? Does it stand?
It stands. This is over with. I don't want to talk about this anymore after today. We're wasting our time on this, unfortunately, even though the people weren't listened to, even though this is a constant where we people are constantly, Ursula, are not being listened to. It comes down to power, and it comes down to those that are in power. They do what they want and not what the people want.
I'm sure it is going to be on the ballot again. And in fact, our editor, Diane, is talking to Tim Iman right now. I've been trying to hound him to come on the air with us. He's got an 11:30 news conference, so I think he will unveil his plans then. Now that people are even more ticked off because of today's decision, I think it would pass again. I think there might be even more people. It passed with 53% of the vote statewide. I think it would be even more because people feel like, hey, if I vote something in, you shouldn't be able to turn around and then put it through the courts and then undo a decision. It passed in Seattle and King County. Seattle and King County should be thinking about something else other than shoving this down people's throats when they've said they don't want it. And again, this is different from what, because I did vote in favor of it, but I see that most people, a majority in the state, didn't want it. So you need to come about it in a different way. And I'm curious to find out what Tim Iman is going to do next. But I think it would pass again.
All right, Ursula says we could be having the same exact conversation in a year or two.
Well, the thing that they need to do, though, is they need to write it in a way. Chris mentioned it. They need to write it in a way that's much more narrow because there were too many things rolled into it, and so there was a loophole.
I'll have my tabs by then.
Too late for you. You can't hold on for 3 years. All right, let's move on here. So President Trump, he bowed out of the debate that was scheduled to take place tonight because it was going to be held virtually. So ABC said, all right, Joe Biden, why don't you just come on, have a 90-minute town hall with us tonight at 5 p.m. And then earlier this week, NBC said, hey, President Trump, we're going to do a town hall too. Why don't you come on the air and we'll do it at the same time? Did NBC screw up or does it not even make a difference? Have we already made up our minds?
Well, there's two parts to that. Yes, everyone has already made up their minds, right? Like, that's just how it is. Hence the reason why you're seeing record numbers of people voting. I don't think people are standing in line for 11 hours because they love how life is going right now. So there's that. On the other side of things, yes, I do believe NBC messed up with this, but this is just NBC. Wasn't The Apprentice on NBC? Anyways, this is NBC. Just basically saying, yeah, we're going to go with the money and we're going to go with, hey, let's see what President Trump has to say. Direct opposite of what someone else does. So, yes.
I agree. NBC messed up and they went for the money versus what is best for the people. Now, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to go flipping back and forth between the two. And I think that's ridiculous. If NBC wanted to have President Trump do his own town hall, why not do it at a different time so that everyone can participate? Because it was President Trump who decided not to have the online debate. So it feels really cheap of NBC to do it. I don't think that they are helping in terms of trying to make people informed. It's just, I think it was a bad move.
I think this is a fantastic idea. In fact, I think this is a much better scenario than we possibly could have conjured up.
Why?
Here's why. So President Trump might not trust scientists. He might not trust doctors or public health officials. But you know what he does trust? Ratings. We are going to see tonight, head-to-head, Trump versus Biden town hall ratings. And I guarantee you that the president will pay attention to what those ratings are. If for some reason people find Joe Biden more compelling or less offensive, I guess might be the term, than President Trump, he is going to take very, very strong notice. And I think you will see a different tone from him depending on what the ratings from these two town halls are.
Well, I like that point, Chef. That's a very good point. And let me be clear before the ratings even come out. President Trump is going to win the ratings game. Let's not get it twisted. This is what he does. He's going to win the ratings game. As a matter of fact, President Trump cares more about ratings than he does about Americans when it comes to the coronavirus. So, do I think he's going to win? Absolutely. He'll win that one.
In the ratings. Well, and that is one of the things that you can blame a lot of the cable networks for knowing that President Trump, even when he was running in 2016, everyone knew that he was much better viewing than Hillary Clinton. So it was like every move was followed. And I think that helped him tremendously.
But I don't think that's the case this year. And I think we're going to find out what people really want to put their eyeballs on this evening. So we'll see how it turns out.
Well, call it right now. What do you guys think? Call it. Write it down. Who's going to win this ratings thing tonight?
I say Biden.
Ursula?
I think it's going to be close, but I am going to say it'll be Trump.
Okay, I go Trump as well.
Okay, I'll bring you a grape sucker for Monday, too, if you win, okay? All right, so thousands of Amazon workers have signed on to an internal petition demanding that they get paid time off to vote. Ursula, should Amazon pay their employees to go vote? Obviously, this does not include our state where we mail in our ballots.
Should you get paid time off to vote? No. You should think it is important enough to do it on your own personal time. So, no, you should not pay your workers to vote.
I think I say yes. It should be a holiday. I mean, Christopher Columbus discovering America, in quotes, is a holiday. Wait. Oh no, it was Indigenous Peoples Day that we just celebrated. Sorry about that. Anyways, yes, they definitely should, and I'm okay with them paying their employees to go vote. Meaning, when you say pay their employees, basically saying, hey, you're still on the clock, but you're allowed to go vote. I'm perfectly fine with that.
All right. On the other corporate beat this morning, let's talk a little bit about Starbucks. A lot of companies have set standards for, how much diversity do we want to have on our board and our management team, etc. Starbucks also has set ambitious goals. But now they've tied it to executive pay. Gee, is it possible to execute a big culture change at a company like that without tying it to the executive's paychecks?
Nope, it is not. Because here's what ends up happening. Most of the time, people, it's kind of like when politicians are getting in office and they talk about what they're going to do. And then once they get in office, all they do is don't do exactly what they said they're going to do. But in the case of corporate America, and you have those people getting into corporate bosses in those stages, what ends up happening then is they're like, hey, we just, for some reason, we can't find anyone. I don't know what it is. It's just hard to find diversity. I've actually had those words said to me personally about how tough it is to find someone in different fields. So no, you cannot change culture without tying it to paychecks.
I think that you can, and I think that you should try to do that, because once you tie it to executive pay, I think there are going to be many people who already are dubious about the whole effort toward diversity and diversifying your workplace, that they're going to say, this is just a sham. This all has to do with so-and-so wanting to make money, and this has nothing to do with really trying to change the corporate culture. You should be trying to change the corporate culture, and it shouldn't be tied to any financial goals. It should be tied to the fact that you want to do the right thing. You want your company to represent society as a whole, and you want to give people opportunities who haven't been given opportunities in the past. So tying it to executive pay, I feel like it kind of tarnishes the whole thing.
Okay, on to IKEA. They believe that cities are still the future. Normally used to seeing IKEA out in kind of more the boonies areas of cities, right? Well, they actually want to start moving into downtown. They're investing big in downtown real estate in large cities, betting that cities are coming back big time. Ursula, downtown's struggling right now, and downtowns across the country are struggling. Will downtowns have a roaring comeback?
I think they will, because I think ultimately, before the pandemic, I think there was also this big push to have people live, if you're going to live in more urban areas, that there is a walkability, that there is more access to transportation, and that you mass transportation, and that you can possibly walk, and you have your work close to where you live. And I think that that is going to come back, because that's always going to be desirable for a certain population. And I also think that is especially desirable for young people. And a lot of these young people coming out right now have a lot of money to spend because they're going into high tech. And so I believe IKEA when they say that they think that there's going to be a resurgence of downtowns, especially since we just had that story yesterday talking about how Seattle and the what was the thing about Seattle? The
second fastest growing large city in the U.S.
Exactly. Thank you.
I was going to just throw this out there. Can we just leave this to just downtown Seattle, or this is all downtown? It's a culture of it. Which one are you going to, Chef?
Let's go all downtowns.
Okay. If we want to go all downtowns, I would say no, still. That's still my answer. I don't think that is going to rev back up anytime soon. And when I say anytime soon, I don't think that downtown purchases and buying will get to the point of where it is, where it was pre-pandemic, until at least another 5 or 6 years. Because right now we are so conditioned. We are so conditioned to quarantining or staying home or ordering out. Habits are being changed. And the most important habit of those that are being changed right now are kids and those that are in school. Back in the day, going to the mall was a big deal, right? Going to the mall, those are the habits we had. We go to the mall, hang out. Even if we didn't have no money, we still go to the mall, hang out with our friends. Now, these kids today, that's not, their habits are done. They're on social media. They can do Zoom calls. They can do Microsoft Teams. They can do all of these different things. So habits are being formed right now. You know what's something about habits? It's hard to break. And there's not a lot of people going downtown. If you're listening right now, ask yourself, when's the last time you gone and spent money downtown?
Friday night.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Fair. That's fair. You spent
right now,
Friday
though,
night.
Right now, I will agree. Downtown Seattle right now is
it's a ghost
mess.
Town. It's a ghost town.
It really is.
I have not spent a dollar downtown since before the pandemic. There it is.
Oh, speaking of empty places, how about Walmart on Black Friday? Well, they can't really get to that point and keep everyone 6 feet apart, but they do still want to do their best to have people social distancing. So they are going to have not one, not two, but 3 Black Fridays to keep the crowds to a minimum. Ursula, you think this is a good idea or a bad idea?
Horrible idea. Are you kidding me? This is all about trying to get more dollars. Are you kidding me? It has nothing to do with the pandemic. Do you think they're going to have any less people crowding for that, you know, $300 massive TV? No. You know that it's just going to be as crowded as ever, and now they're going to be 3 opportunities to get COVID. No, I don't think it's a good idea.
I think this is a fantastic idea, because this will now get people to stop going out on, quote, Black Fridays and being enticed by the same thing that you've been enticed about since this whole thing started. Notice you, Ursula, you said the $300 TV, because it's the same thing every year. It's a TV. It's a toaster oven. It's a the biggest one was the DVD players. DVD players back in the day. When I saw them things for $20, boy, people lost their mind. But 3 Black Fridays, listen, if it makes people feel a little bit better about getting a deal. You know, it's one thing I want to say. That's what Lillian does. I hate to throw her under the bus, but Lillian, when she wants to go buy stuff, she says, oh, look, I got a good deal.
Oh, I do too.
Of course. Everybody says that. That's like your qualifying way of saying, I bought more stuff, but hey, I got a good deal.
But guess what's going to happen? Now people are going to find good deals three different times.
I can tell Ursula spent a career reading PR copy because she looks at this. Oh, Walmart, trying to combat pandemic by having free Black Fridays.
Yeah, no.
No, that's not what you're doing at all. You want
if
some
they
money.
Really were worried about that, they would say it would be all online sales.
All right.
I'm sorry. The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later.
I think that's G's.
Hey, you recognize that or something? That was yesterday morning when we didn't have a car tabs decision coming down and I had to wake G up. I'm like, yo, dude doesn't even have a voicemail box. So I got to ask you, Ursula, do you still leave people voicemails? Is it even worth it?
I absolutely do. Not as frequently because, you know, it's all about the texting anymore. but yes. And here's another confession. I still have a landline.
Well, how are you going to change it? You've known people like 30 years.
That's just it. I keep thinking there's going to be that one person who has to call and they're going to use the landline.
Okay. So
we need to get rid of that one.
Okay.
But so, yes, I do leave voicemails.
You want me to go? Okay. First of all, this is funny. Had no idea that you guys are going to throw me under the bus because of my voicemail not being set up. Now, let me explain why that is. Right? Because back in the day, when the credit bill collectors was calling, and I ain't got the money, right? So I was tired of getting on the phone like, hey, so when can you expect payment? What do you mean when can I expect? If I knew when to expect payment, I'd have paid you already. So instead of having those conversations with the bill collectors, I decided to get rid of my voicemail. So then that way when they call, it would discourage them from keep calling, so I don't answer the block calls. Now, today, that has been my thing. But I just want to say this. I keep it this way, and I'll keep it like this for the rest of my life because I don't really – there's nothing you have to say to me on voicemail that you can't say to me in text or whatever. That's number one. Number two, I wish I wouldn't have done it because to this day, I don't have any voicemail messages from my dad.
Oh.
So for those out there that do have a voicemail, I think it's an important thing to keep. Don't be like me and not set up a voicemail.
Can I just say one other thing?
Yeah.
You're totally right on that. And in fact, I do keep some voicemails just in anticipation of what I know is inevitably going to happen. And I'm also so thankful that I do have some voicemails of my brother who passed away. So
yeah.
You're falling leaves.
Let's take it down a notch.
By the window.
To the sounds. Of 56% of Americans' favorite season, when they say they're more happy than at any other time in the year. That would be you, correct, G?
That'd be autumn, baby. Ursula, go ahead and fight those stats, why don't you? 56% of Americans say they are happier during the autumn time.
I want to know who took part in this survey. 56% of how many Americans? Because
Ursula,
I cannot...
I know you love it
because of football. My husband loves it because of football. I don't like it because it means summer is over and it's going to be a long time before next summer or next spring. But the one thing I do love about this time of year is this is what I tell myself. I have 6 months to get that bathing suit body.
Chef, that's just so you know, that's coming back, Ursula, what you just said. You know Chef's going to record that. Now, okay.
It's 6 months from my beach.
You know what? I don't even have anything else to say to that.
And the next month will be 5 months.
Ursula, do you have your bathing suit picked out?
Oh, boy.
Okay, the show's off the rails now. Hey, coming up next, Senator Steve O'Bannon. He comes on and he gives his reaction to the state Supreme Court's decision on $30 tabs. This music is fitting, and you guys are listening to the Gene Ursula Show.
But I miss you most of all.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show. This hour of our show is brought to you by your local Carrier heating and air conditioning dealers. As you've been hearing, our top story today is $30 car tabs. Even though voters passed it statewide, the state Supreme Court has now struck it down, calling it unconstitutional. And we just got off the phone with initiative sponsor Tim Eyman, who says he's still not going to give up.
Not a penny of car tab taxes ever go to roads and bridges. The reality is the voters have said over and over again they want their car tabs to be $30. And they're gouging us with one of the highest sales taxes in the nation when we buy a vehicle. They gouge us again with one of the highest gas taxes. They shouldn't triple taxes with an outrageously expensive car tab tax.
And one of the things that he said is that he hopes that this is taken up in the state legislature through a special session. So now joining us on the G and Ursula Show is State Senator Steve O'Bann. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
So let's go just right off the top. What is your reaction after hearing about the ruling today?
Well, I'm deeply disappointed. I don't agree with the court's reasoning, but more importantly, as you just mentioned, that was not the last stop for this initiative. The legislature has the power to enact $3 car tabs and do so in a way that addresses the supposed constitutional flaws that the court outlined. 20 years ago, the court did the same thing. It invalidated a $3 car tabs initiative, and the legislature, in a special session, enacted the will of the people. We've got to do that now, and I've got the bill that I'm dropping today to fulfill the will of the people and enact $3 car tabs in the legislature.
Hey, Senator, first of all, I was disappointed in the decision, too, but the decision has been handed down, and even though the people voted for it. But I want to ask you this. What do you say to people that say, hey, we need this decision to go this way? We can't do $30 car tabs because of so much will be taken away from our roads and all those things. What do you have to say to that?
Well, sure. And I had the bill 3 years in a row prior to 976 that would have reduced the sound transit portion only of the car tab tax. It was ST3, after all, that jacked everybody's car tab taxes up 2-3 times what they were before. That would have been, in reflection, the more reasonable approach. It wouldn't have taken on local jurisdictions that use the car tab tax for maintenance and so forth. The people, however, had the only vehicle they had to express their deep distrust of Olympia and of this car tab tax had initiative 976. And we need to fulfill the will of the people. And we can do it in a way that I think still protects local jurisdictions. What we need to do, though, is I think, tackle the horrendous sound transit portion.
So what's the plan next? There's a lot of people that's like, okay, this got shot down. What would be the plan next, Senator?
So I remind your listeners that we're back around then that it was Democrat Governor Gary Locke who called the special session to enact $30 car tabs when the Supreme Court struck the initiative down. This should be, in my view, a bipartisan issue because it's so clear what the will of the people are. And I'm very concerned that if we don't act and pass this initiative by statute, the distrust of Olympia, the distrust of government will only deepen. And we just can't afford that right now in the life of our state and, frankly, of our nation. We need to be able to demonstrate to taxpayers and voters that we hear them, we understand them, and we're going to do everything we can to follow their clear and unmistakable message to us that they are taxed too high when it comes to their cars.
And what will specifically be in your bill? So we've talked about a special session, but what would be in your bill that would be different?
Well, we can, by statute, address the supposed title problems in the initiative. That's easy enough to do. And I actually had a bill that I dropped in February 2020, we were still in the legislature to just take it out of the courts and enact $3 car tabs. So that bill is the one that I'll start with. I'm open to suggestions from all comers, but I think whatever we do, and we have to do something that meaningfully responds to the will of voters, that they have substantial tax relief when it comes to their cars.
And Senator, I want you to speak. You alluded to it, but I want you to speak even more in depth about it, because we are getting inundated by people who are really upset and are sending us texts and emails saying, what's the point of voting if what we're voting exactly. on is not being carried out? What is your message to them?
My message to them is, you are absolutely right. I get it. And this, and I've been getting emails and texts and phone calls after 976 was passed, and then Seattle King County Sound Transit sued and bottled it up. This is a moment in the life of our civic life and in government where we have got to make it clear we understand voters. We are listening to them. We trust them. We may not always agree with them, but when they so clearly make a statement that they are being taxed out of their cars, I mean, I have people that say, I can't afford my groceries when I have my car tab taxes due. We absolutely have to listen to them. We absolutely have to do what they're asking us to do. That, to me, is a central point of this. We can't ignore it. We've got to pass meaningful car tab tax relief.
Thank you so much for joining us, Senator. That is Senator Steve O'Bann. And obviously, we have not heard the last of this, and we will see if there is going to be, in fact, a special session. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Still ahead, we will share your feedback and texts in our We Hear You segment and also our words to live by. You are listening to the Gian Ursula Show.
We hear you. And then Ursula's words to live by. Thank you guys for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Ursula, you want to start us off, buddy?
Sure. So on the topic of the First Lady and her relationship with President Trump, do you not think Donald Trump could be putting up a front in public, but behind the scenes, he's actually a loving and caring husband and father?
No, I don't. I don't. But you're going to have to continue to read them, Ursula.
$30 car tabs are dead. 206 says, because the state didn't honor the people's vote again, I will never vote for another tax increase again in our state. Plus, I'm going to start registering my vehicles in Oregon. Was that written by you? 206 says, gee, sign up with a mail forwarding service that will give you out-of-state addresses. I'm a truck driver. It might surprise you, but many trucking companies here have their trucks licensed in Indiana. That's Penske, U-Haul, Waste Management International. They all have their trucks licensed there. I'm sure there are many others as well. Doug and Lacey says, remember that the Supreme Court's job is not to decide if they like the outcome or not. It's to be sure that the referendum is consistent with the Constitution for both process and product. Please also get a constitutional attorney on to discuss the why of this decision. That's actually a great suggestion.
It is.
So I'm reading these because apparently you don't have the texts.
Just a heads up. Our email sometimes is slow.
Okay.
How it works.
Okay. So, guys, sorry that I'm going to be reading all of these. Doug and Lacey says, remember. John in Tacoma says, aside from the very good reasons that the initiative was unconstitutional, why should statewide voters get to overturn local taxes approved and confirmed by local voters? I get honoring the will of the people, but which people? Also, $30 car tabs was a lie. No one would have paid $30. Some would have still paid over $100.
Wait till you see what I'm about to pay. The holidays this year, 503 says, we are in business as usual, going to celebrate all three holidays and not let any of this ridiculousness hold us back.
253 says, I don't have any family left in Washington and I can't afford to go home. I'm ready to give up holidays altogether. I also want to point out there are some people who hate the holidays, so this is like the perfect reason. The pandemic, I'm doing it by myself.
206 says, I'm fine with skipping holidays. I'm not willing to get my 80-year-old mother sick and die from COVID over dinner. One of my nieces has already had COVID because of college. It's not worth it. I'm willing to skip it.
253 says, I'm 100% with you, G. Thanksgiving is by far my favorite. I have a huge Italian family. We have the same party for Thanksgiving as we do for Christmas and Christmas Eve. Obviously, it's going to be different this year, but Thanksgiving doesn't cost me thousands and thousands of dollars.
Can you guys send your address? I'll just come with a mask on and stand outside and get a hot place.
I know, hey, that sounds like a fun place to go.
Why do we still have landlines? Kip in Lake Bay says, Ursula, I have a landline also for a practical reason. When the power goes out for a day or more from wind or snow brings up trees downs, the landline always works. It's my emergency contact telephone line.
206, Ursula, do not get rid of your landline. Today is the quake drill. Remember, in a disaster, how hard it is to get through on a cell. And that's what my husband says all the time. So we're sticking with it. And we'll just keep answering those telemarketing calls.
Hey, Chef, is something wrong with the people today? Because there sure is a lot of G is right zone here. This is the first time in G and Ursula show history. What about voicemail? 206, G is right. My brother died 3 years ago, and I have his voicemail from Christmas before he died.
So you need to establish your voicemail is what they're saying. 425 says, gee, I have a voicemail from my mom 22 years ago, the day before she died. We got so many similar things, and yeah, I get it. And I'm sorry, gee, that you don't have that. I know that's really something you would love to have.
Most people, contrary to what Ursula says, most people are the happiest in the fall, Ursula. 206 says that survey is wrong. Wait a minute. People are happier in late spring. Pacific Northwest summer forever. Falling leaves and colors may be pretty, but it's a warning of gray skies and bare branches and colder weather.
Thank you.
Hope G's pumpkin spice can keep him happy and warm in a 2-week power outage. Well, that's not nice.
100%. 425. I love this one, too. Just no. September may be a bonus summer month, but fall is terrible. My body can feel that it's going to get really depressed really soon. Fall is just a pre-depression purgatory state. Okay, you know what? We promise that we're not going to be all downer about it because, right. We definitely want to cheer everybody up.
Ursula, I want to get to your words to live by because I know Chef has a good treat for us today.
Oh, no, and I'm sure it has to do with something I said. Okay, so Words to Live By, brought to you every day by the wonderful people at Pro Club. And I often tell my boys, you need to be confident. I want you to be confident, but you need to live life with humility. So pride is concerned with who is right, but humility is concerned with what is right. True humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. And I think we can all try to do better about living life with humility.
Ursula, you need to run for public office.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do. Thanks, Ursula. Great show today, buddy.
Thank you.
Chef?
I'll kiss every guy, man and woman, man and woman. Look at that guy, how handsome he is. I'll kiss him.
It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even know. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
Not with a lot of enjoyment, but that's okay. Suburban women, will you please like me?
Oh, no.
Oh. I mean, it was good, but I just, Ursula, you know what I thought he was
going to
Oh, yeah.
He was going to get my beach body comment.
Chef,
I appreciate that he did
it. I'm going to save it.
Chef, yes, you cannot let that one go. That was good. Andrew?
November 3rd is kind of a holiday, isn't it?
Oh, we're going to be working. We will be working. Overtime.
It's been great. For those here in the Seattle area, enjoy this beautiful weather because it's beautiful outside. We'll do this again tomorrow at 9 a.m. It means the world that you listen. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be good.